tama de negoyim. In the pashas of negoyim, there's no ribui. Only skin is makabel tumas negoyim. But if you have a material made out of the hair of goats, it's not makabel tumas negoyim. For nesvegim matama v'yelaneis, but oilameis you have. Because that was the second covering of the Mishkan. The second covering of the Mishkan was made out of Noitza Shalizim. So you see, it is called a covering. It's enough to Makabal Tumah, Hameis. Is Ivazoi, or Behema Tumeya. Shumatama Benegoyim is Eina Din Shumatama Be'el Hameis, and have a Kabal Chayma. Madduchat or Behema Tumeya pigskin is Makabal Tumas Negoyim, and the Torah did not give Negoyim to Noitza Shalizim, to hair of goats. So Pashas of Tumas Hameis. The Torah gave to Noitza Shalizim, so Pshita Behemoth Tumei should also have a Pasha of Tumas Hameis. So good, that's how Obliden. Tiger Obliden is Mumastavra said that pig skin, if it was on top of a mace, it would be Makabal Tumas Hameis. You learn how to Kabal Chayma from Noitza Shalizim. For the Gemara of Yelo, Hod the Tani Rabbi Yosef. Lo Yuch Shru Lomlecha Shemayim, Elohor Behemoth Tahira Bulvad. Lomai Hilvasa. Before we said halacha that there's certain halacha skin, you can only use lecha shemayim and behemah Torah, and not a behemah tumeya. But what halacha is he talking about? Like, what was his chiddush that pig skin doesn't have that din? And the Gemara in the tefillin, again, to make in tefillin, to write the parashas of tefillin, the cloth has to be made out of skin. So what type of skin could you use? That's a behemah Torah. You can't use a behemah tumeya. She had the Gemara named Tefillin Behedik Sibu. I have it. There's a pasuk in the Pasha Tefillin by itself. The pasuk says, Leman Tiyu Torah Hashem Beficha. The Vidashin, the pasuk Tefillin should be for Torah Hashem Beficha. Something that go into your mouth. So Vidashin, Min Hamuta Beficha. Means you have to write your Tefillin on parchment that comes from a behemoth that you're allowed to eat that behemoth. That means only from a behemoth Torah. From a behemoth to me, you can't eat it. You can't make Tefillin. So I don't need his chiddush to tell me I can't make tefillin from or behema tumeya. Pshit I can't. Strashi. Elohor did Tony Rabbi Yosef. Kivan the rabbinan or behema tumeya. Liel hameis. Now that we're saying even the skin of a behema tumeya would be makabel tumas liel hameis. Hod the Tony Rabbi Yosef. That's what he said before. Lamai hilchaso. My the heve. What's my nafkamina? It would happen. Ilav lemelif neilatumah. Learn out some halacha that an or behemoth tumeya doesn't have certain halachas. So which halacha was he mechadish that you can't do with a behemoth tumeya? So if you want to say that tefillin is a trashi itmar di namim lecha shemayim, that tefillin is also called lecha shemayim, you can't use behemoth tumeya for it. Then the more that's pshita, the Tosafot says leman tiyu teres hashem beficha min hamuta beficha. Yeah. That you can only make tefillin havad is something that's muta. So the Gemara Elul Yorin, I'll tell you, it's talking about the skin to make the tefillin. What does Yorin mean? That means to make the batim, the covering for the parashis. So Drashil Yorin or the fus shilahem, the batim. Shehaksovim shel parashis monachis boy. Tefillin is the four parashis, and you put it into the batim. Tahai loy milaman tiot and tiot nafka. So lav teru aksivbe. Since on the batim, on the coverings, you don't have any Torah written on it, so I don't know from the Pasuk of Laman Tiyo Torah Hashem Aficha it has to be Behemet Torah. How do I know it from? From this halacha. Since it's a Melech HaShemayim, it has to be from Behemet Torah. So the Gemara name, Ibomer Abaya, Shin Shel Tfilin, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. That we have in our Batim Shel Rosh, the Tfilin Shel Rosh on the outside has two shins, one on the right side, one on the left side. That's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So you have to have a Ksivon on the Batim. So pshita, the batim have to be from behemah Torah. So Rashi shin shel tefillin, sheyor the skin nikmati b'chutz should be punched out. Gimel kmotim, three lines. For daim l'shinish look like a shin. For ratzua and the knot in the back of your tefillin shall rush. Ratzuas niksheres kimin dalit looks like a dalit. For yesh ratzua kfufa and then on the shell yad there's a little bit sticking out kimin yud. Daino shakai that shin dalit yud. Since a part of the Shem's name is written on the side of the batim, Sharosh, Shaloi, is Mela Mutba Fichabinin. Havari could only make the batim out of Torah Dika skin. Or Mikrua Nafka, not from the Posik. I don't need his halacha to tell me I need Torah Dika skin. I know from the Posik. Now, once the batim needs the shin on it, Pshita has to be from Behemoth Torah. And the Gemara, Elo lekorchon besaron. As the halacha, the parshis of the tefillin itself, inside the tefillin, you have to wrap it around the parshis with hair. Hair besaron. With hair of a behemoth Torah. Or the teufron begidim. You have to sew up the batim with gidim, that's the veins of a behemoth. And the man was saying, now, since it's called Melech HaShemayim, you make it fill in with this hair and with these gidim, these veins, it has to daf can be hair and veins from a behemoth Torah. That's also part of the halacha l'mashim sinas of tefillin. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. What's halacha l'mashim sinai about tefillin? Tefillin merubas halacha l'mashim sinai. That the tefillin has to be a perfect square. That's halacha l'mashim sinai. Nichruchu b'sayrin, you have to tie around the pashias with hair. V'nitzfaras b'gidim, you have to sew up the batim with these veins, with gidim. It's halacha l'mashim sinai. So once a local mashma sinai, it has to be from behemoth Torah. So drashi el nichrochus the siren, tanya luhu the Rabbi Yosef, the tzorach likshor igoras haparshis. You have to wrap around the parshis itself, the sar with hair, or behemoth Torah. Hair that comes out the skin of behemoth Torah. Or the teufim, you have to tie up the batim, the gid with the veins of a behemoth Torah. Is the siren the sar minaklav kloim b'shel Torah. So, right about this halacha, l'mashim sinai pshitah has to be from a Torah. And the Gemara el ritzuas, the rest of the straps we make for the tefillin, that also has to be from the behemah Torah. So, before Shemias, the Shver, Rashi before said that the ritzuas we make the dalit, that's part of Hashem's name. So, pshitah the ritzuah has to be from the behemah Torah. Since you have to make the dalit, and in the shel yad, you have the yud sticking out. So, as Hashemus wants to say, Rashi shita is, you could tie two pieces of ritzuas together to make kosher ritzuah. That if the ritzuah rips in half, you're allowed to sew it together. The nafkamina, the nut you made out of a behemoth Torah. Now the rest of the ritzuas, you want about to make from a behemoth tmeya? Maybe yes. Kamashla, no. All the ritzuas have to be from a behemoth Torah. For the Gemara of Omer Rav Yitzchok, ritzuah shurus, that the ritzuas have to be black, is also halacha l'mashim sinai. So once it's halacha l'mashim sinai, it's mistav, it has to be from behemah Torah. I'd only give Yisus halacha, tell me it has to be from behemah Torah. And the Gemara name, Nihi, the Gemirish Chayrois, Enechlam, the halacha reads that the ritzuas, the straps of the tefillin, have to be painted black. Of the Torah's Gemiri, the halacha of straps, it doesn't say it has to be Torah. So Mel, that's Gav Yisus Chiddush. Gav Yisus is telling you when you come to make the straps, the ritzuas, but tefillin, if it does, has to be from behemoth Torah, and not from behemoth Tumayim. So good, that's what we're coming out now. That Avada, the skin of a behemoth Tumayim, is also Makabal Tumas oil. The about we learn it out from Makabal Chayim and Noitz Shalizim. That's the Maskana now. Now, call upon a friend to Gemara, my heavy law, what's the pshit about the first Shiloh we ask, the Tachash Hoya B'mei Moshe, the behemoth Tachash, that they used it to make the top covering of the Mishkan, the top skin was made from Or Tachash, what type of a behemoth was that? Was it a behemoth Torah or was it a behemoth Temeya? Is Omer Rebbe Loi, Omer Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, Omer Hoya Rebbe Meya, Tachash Hoya B'mei Moshe, this behemoth, this Tachash, it was B'mei Moshe, Shino, Beri B'fnei Yatzmoy Hoya. It was a new type of a Bria, a new type of an animal. For lo yechriya b'chom, the chom were not mesupik, didn't give it its own din in min chaya. The mesupik, it was a min chaya, who? A min behemu. There are different types of behemus, a chaya or a behemu, they both can be torn. But as mesupik to chomim, what din did that tachash have? So male is called the barrier of Yafim, it's called like its own animal. Of a v'keren achas hoysaloi, the netzchoi. It was yidua that animal had one horn coming out of its forehead. Or the fishon is damuna lemoisha. It was only created that short period of time when they made the mishkan. The yosef made a mishkan, and Moshe made the mishkan from the skin of the yotachash. The nignas, and then they hid it. They didn't have it. We don't have it anymore. This tachash around. So the still mesupik though was it tor? Was it tomeya? So the gemara midika ma kerenacha soisla benetzchoi. Since it says it had one horn sticking out of its forehead, luchura shema mina tor hoya. That's the raya with a tor dike behema. What's the raya? The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda, shor, the first ox, shehikriv odom arishin, the first korban, that odom arishin bought a korban, keren achas hoysaloi. It had one keren to a bemetzchoi. Melech Mestarva, since that animal had one keren, and now he brought for korban, so Pshit was a behemoth Torah, who adin the tachas b'mei Moshe was also a behemoth Torah. What's the raya that the korban that Adam Rishon brought had one keren? Shenema, the Pasuk Tehillim says, v'sitav l'Hashem, it was good to Hashem, the korban, mishor pos, por, and the shor was better than a por, makrin, and it was better, the makrin mafriz, from a keren, and from the mafriz, from the hoofs of the behemoth. Fred Gemara, what do you mean, Raya Makrin? Makrin Tarati Mashmid. Says the word Makrin, Keren is Mashmid, had two horns to it. So what's the Raya? The Adam Rishon Shor had one horn. The Posit says Makrin, it's Mashmid, two horns. And the Gemara, Amr Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Mi Keren Tziv. It says Mi Keren, Mashmid from the one horn that it had. Since the shore that Adam Rishon had was one keren, and when you do a Moshe's Tachash also had one keren, from the start of they're both a behemoth Torah. For the Gemara of Elishmat Minayah Bezoi Dimin Behemu, as one's learning out from this Pasuk, here it says that Adam Rishon bought a shore. A shore is called a behemoth. So what do you say before it's start to say it was a chayah, you see clots of behemoth. And the Gemara named Kivon the Ika Keresh. There's another chayah called Keresh. Some say it's the antelopes. The min chayu is a type of a chayu. The less tayel achat keren also only has one horn to it. Is the ikul meina min chayu. So mele the tachash maybe was a type of a keresh, which is a min chayu. So mele u mesupik it had a din chayu or din behema, that's taka still a sophic. But the Gemara Vayishev says poshid that it was a behema Torah. It was a behema Torah, but just a sophic was it a chayu or behema, that the Gemara blazed by a sophic. Rashi, my heavy Lord, the Tachash, Hurl Reb Yosef, Lav Linyin, Mlocha de Mishkan Itmas. That's talking about Lechas and Mishkan, it's talking about Tfilin. Loyif should boy, we're not purchased our first Shalom by the Mishkan, was the Torah, was the Tome. Makrin Tarti Mashma, the Stam Makrin, Ko Karnav, Mashma, all the horns. And the Gemara, no, Mikaren Ksib. It says in the Pasuk, Mikaren. Mashma only had one horn. So the Mishnah. Psilois Habeged. If you have the psila, that means the wicks, you want to use for Shabbat light in there from a beged, from a cloth, like a handkerchief. Shekifla, you fold it up the handkerchief. Avalai hivavah, you did not burn it up before Shabbos. Usually to make good wicks, you used to burn it first once, and then put it out. And now when you want to use it a second time, it lights very well. That's called hivavah, like the scorch it first with fire. So avalai hivavah, you didn't burn it all before Shabbos. Is reblezeroi meishino tumeihi. This is called the beggar that has a shear. If a sheriff touches it, it's makabel tumah. We'll soon see in the Gemara, even though you folded it up, and now that it's folded up, it doesn't have a shear, you don't look when it's folded, it's ice beggar. No, since you could unfold it, it still has a shear, it's makabel tumah. Of a v'yei madlikim boy, you're not allowed to use it to light with on Shabbos. We'll soon see in the Gemara, why not? We have a lozer, a mekiva in there, toiri. No, he also, since it was folded up, it's bottle of shear, it doesn't have a shear to makabel tumah. Omeilu madlikimbo, who adin yikamadli could use it for Shabbos to use it for the wick. Trashi, shekiflo kemoisha goidlin psilos, like you twirl up wicks. Hivavo, al hashalhevis, you scorch it on fire. Kadeshi te mechurcheches, it should be burnt up like, but tablet yafish should burn well. Is temeyahi de beged klihu. A beged is called a kli, omekabo tumah. We had before. If a beged is 3x3, if it's made out of tzemer, it's makabel tumah. The kippul yod ain mevat lemeteres beged. Even though you took this 3x3 handkerchief and you folded it up, folding doesn't make it, does not mevatel the shear. Since you didn't burn it yet, it's still considered a beged of 3x3, which is makabel tumah. Of a v'yei madlikimom, first time the Gemara. Gemara will soon explain why you can't light it. The Chur, it's a good wick, it's made out of tzemer. Why can't you use it? So the Gemara, Bishlei Malinyin Tumah, what's the machlokes if you have this wick that you fold it up, if it's makabel tumah or not? Vopligi, to Reb Elezer, Sova Kippul Ein Amoyel. Folding it up is not mevatel, it doesn't make it as beggar. Over Nilsei Kamaisa Kam, it's still staying in its first state. His first state was, it was a beggar of 3x3, 3 its voice by 3 its voice. Habi is made out of tzemer of pishtin, it's makabel tumah. If you fold it up, it helps to mavatel the shame beged, or betulei bottle. You mavatel the beged, it doesn't have a shear anymore of 3x3, mil stan makabel tumah. trashy kippa mayim. Lift two lay mitteres begin. By folding it up, you move out to the shame begin. Yeah. Elul inyan had loke of a my pligi. We're talking about pishtin. Pishtin you're allowed to use. It's a good wick. What's wrong with using it for the wick? Why do I care if you fold it up, the pishtin? So what? It's a good wick. Why can't you light with it up for Shabbos? Omer Reb Loza, Omer Reb Oishia. V'chein Omer Rav Ada Bar Ava. Hocha, we're talking about Begimel, Agimel, Mitzum Tzomei Saskinim. We're talking about a Beged that's mamish 3x3 at Zboyit. That's the exact size of this Beged. That's how big this material was. Vaita uviyomtiv shechal lios erer Shabbos Saskinim. We're not talking about a regular Erev Shabbos, a regular Friday that you can do any melacha you want. We're talking about a Friday that's a Yom Tov. So the Shalom now, you're burning this wick on Yom Tov. Now, Stamos, are you allowed to light something on Yom Tov? This wick, you're not allowed to light on Yom Tov. Soon see why not. Now, the Kula Yalma East Lud Reb Yehuda. Everybody holds like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Omer Reb Yehuda says, Masikin b'kelim, you're allowed to burn kelim on yontif. If you want to make firewood on yontif, you're allowed to take a kli and start burning it. Since the kli itself was a kli, it's not muksa, you're allowed to put it into the fire to burn it on yontif. You're burning it for your own purpose, either to have hanor from the heat, or else to put it under the food, to cook the food with. Masikin b'shivre kelim. If you have a broken kli, a kli that broke on yontif, that's like muksa, that's called leilut. So if the kli broke on yontif, you're not allowed to burn it. Because it's muksa, you're not allowed to touch it on yontif. That's the Yehuda Shita. The Yain Masikim, you can't burn those shivrei kelim, broken kelim on yontif. Yeah. So we'll soon see. So Mel Ferin again now, B'shas, you're lighting this wick, you're breaking the wick. You make the nice kli. When the wick before you lit the wick, since the wick was 3x3, it was called a kli. Now when you start lighting the wick, you're breaking the wick. So what's wrong with that? Oh, we'll soon see. Oh, the Kula Yalma Islu Dula. Everybody holds like Ula. What's Ula's halacha? The Yoma Ula. Hamadlik, when you go to light the Ner Shal Shabbos, is Sorach Sheyadlik B'Roiv HaYotzei. It's the wick that comes out, you have to wait there until Rov of the wick caught fire. It's not enough to make a little bit fire on the wick. You have to wait till Rov of the wick coming out catches fire. That's how much you have to hold on to the wick, like make sure it gets caught fire. That's what everybody holds. So now the shailah is on yontif now, you're burning this wick, that the wick matchila was exactly 3x3, it had a shame kli. Now as soon as you burn the wick, you're mavatl the kli. It's no more 3x3, it's always kli. Now if you just have to light it a little bit, so the shas you first touched it, it was called the kli, then it's lit, you're not touching it anymore. But mavatli hold like ula, you have to keep on holding the wick until rovo the wick gets lit. So the last part of the wick, when you're burning it, you're burning muksa. That's us to do on yontif. That's why it's us to do it on yontif. So tomorrow, Reb Elazar Savar Kippul Einamoyel. When you first folded this beged, you were not mevatel the shame beged. Since it's still 3x3, this wick is called a kli. V'chivon the adlik pe purta, and as soon as you light the match, as soon as you light a little bit, hevelei sheva kli. It's considered you broke the kli. Because as soon as you light a little bit of the wick is not anymore 3x3, it's not called a kli anymore. V'chikomadlik, and the Rav according to Ula, you have to keep on lighting the wick until you light over the wick. Come to say, komadlik, v'sheva kli. Come to say, you're lighting a sheva kli, a broken kli. Komadlik. That's where Rav Lezer holds the sasa. Mashenkin, Rebbe Kiva Savar, kipol moyot. We're talking about you folded up this wick before Yom Tov. So when you fold it up this wick before Yom Tov, the folding it makes it no more 3x3. It's not called a kli anymore. So it's called like a sheva kli before Yom Tov. So about you meyachet to use this for Yom Tov, it's called a wick. So then when you light it now on Yom Tov, you're not breaking any kelim. Abizoyvi ain't teres kli, it doesn't have a shen kli b'chlal. V'chi komadlik, when you're burning it, beitz ba'ma komadlik, you start burning an eitz. I let this eitz be muksa, you meyachet before Yom Tov to use for the wick. You made this wick, you folded up the wick before Yom Tov, so folding it breaks the din shleisha shleisha. It's not called the klita makabel tumra anymore. What is it called? Like a piece of toothpick. So you have this toothpick you want to use for a wick. You're allowed to use it for a wick. B'shas you burn the toothpick, there's nothing wrong with it. That's what Rabbi Kiva says it's muta. Because he holds folding is not levatel, it's shame kli, it's still called a kli. So when you burn it, burning it makes it ice kli, levatel, it's shame kli. Doesn't help, but when you burn it, you're breaking the kli, it's a broken kli, you can't use it anymore. Doesn't help, you're making a full kli. This is a broken kli doesn't help.
Such Rashi who the Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Erev Shabbos. The Shayach Fei Issa Muksaskinim. We're talking about a Yom Tov that Shayach and Issa Muks run it. V'yei Masikim Meshuv Kelim Shenishvarim Boy Bayom that broke today. To heavy lu noilat. Since the kli broke today, it's considered noilat. Avo bekelim regular kelim Masikim to chosl to tolan. As a chair, you can throw the chair into the fire because before you throw into the fire, you let it touch the kli, so you can burn the kli also. You have to mamish hold on to the wick. Koydem silik yodav roiv hayoytzim in apsila. Roll that comes out of the apsila. Chutz l'ner, outside the wick. Hilkach, outside the ner. Av korchus sorach la'asuk boi li'achas shenifchas mishloisha. After you lift the wick a little bit, and now the wick became less than 3x3, it became a broken kli, you still have to hold on to that wick. You have to hold on to it till the roll of it is burning. Hilkach time with the Rebbe Lozor, the Osor, what does he say? You can't use this wick. Ksova kippul ain't a moil. Folding it is not mevatel the shame wick. Ve'evelei kli shenishpa b'yontif, why is it kli the broken yontif? V'chi komadlek pei purta, as soon as you burn a little bit, ki within some summer sovi was exact shiur, 3x3, heavy shiur v'keli. Dipokus misholosh la klihu. Ve'evelei kli shenishpa b'yontif, why is it a kli that broke now on yontif? When you light the rest of the roiv of the wick, you're burning like with a sheva kli. All the arena that we say masikim kelim, you're allowed to burn kelim. That means you're allowed to throw a whole chair into the fire because the shas you threw it in was a whole kli. Now when it breaks in the fire, you're not touching it anymore. Elim came rebol of eitzim mechonim klekamon. Only if you marber more eitzim mechonim. But later, when it's burning, you're not touching anymore. Nechlam is mukser when it's burnt. Those have to be lezer. We have a kiva holds no kippul moyel. V'yakorchach me'er v'yomtiv kippul. Here about you fold it up, erev yomtiv. V'yein goydlim psila v'yomtiv. You can't fold psilas in yomtiv. G'tani ba'nevi. U'kvarn is batl la'kli m'voy d'yoin. The kli was batl by d'yoin. V'yein kan sheva kli. It's not called the sheva kli. So that's cool, that's the machlekes, if you could burn this wick on Yomtiv for Shabbos. But talking about an Erev Shabbos, that's Yomtiv, and the Shalom is a cool, the broken kli or not. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Haino de Tanino, give this to Bryce, I learned the Bryce that said, Gimel la Gimel mitzum somas. There was such a Bryce that said, these halochis about a three, exactly 3x3 begin. I didn't know what halach is that negated to. Well, me, yeah. But now I know it's negated to the shayla. In the case when you want to light a wick that's exactly 3x3 on yontif, it's telling the shayla. If you hold folding it is not mevatel the beggar, then it's awesome. Because when you light it now, you mevatel the beggar, and you be mevatel masik, you meshuvei kelim. So the more since Rabbi Rava answers this Pshan the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shema Amina Kav Yehuda Svirulei, it's a Raya of Adam Rava also is like Rabbi Yehuda. And this is going to be a Kasher, Miyomer of Adam Rava, Hochi. This is going to be a Kasher of Adam Rava, not like that. We'll leave this for tomorrow. Now the Kasher of Adam Rava learns here, Yehla Kav Yehuda, and we'll soon see in all the Lachas of Adam Rava learns not like Rabbi Yehuda. According to the theory of Adam Rava.
You're holding Chof Ches on the days by the Mishnah.
That again, about a psila, we'll see the Mishnah again. Psilas ha-beged shekifla. If you took a piece of a beged, a piece of material, like a handkerchief, shekifla, you folded it up, lo hivavo, and you didn't scorch it, you didn't light it before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. Is Reb Lezer Weimer Tumeyah, such a psila, such a wick, is Tumeyah, Mekabel Tumah, he, v'yein madlikim bo, but you're not allowed to light such a wick, for Ner Shabbos. We'll soon see in the Gemara what the Yisr is. It's a psila, it's a wick that was made out of a beggar like a handkerchief that you folded up. Rebbe Kiva Weimer Tehoirihi. No, it's not Makabel Tumor anymore. Or Madlikimbo. You're allowed to use it to light the Ner Shabbos with. So the Gemara. Bishleim Melin Yitumor. What's the machlik is if this psila, this material is Makabel Tumor or not? Vor Pligi. So you have Leza Sova Kippul Ein Amoyel. Even though you folded it up,
it doesn't make it ois begid. Well, the milsa kamaisa kaim, it still retains its first year. So talking about where this begid, this material was at least 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis, that's a shear to makabel tuma. So even though you fold it up now it's a very small shear, still is considered a begid of 3 by 3. We have a kiva sava, no, kippul moil. Since you folded it up, now it's like a little wick, so it doesn't have the shear anymore of gimel or gimel, it's not makabel tuma. Over tule botli, mavatel the shame begid. That's the machlokes if this begid is makabel tuma or not. Our linyan had lock of a my pligi. What's wrong with using this wick? We're talking about the wick is made out of good material, it's made out of flax. It's made out of good material, you can make a good wick with. So what's wrong with the fact you folded it up? We're talking about this wick, metchila, was a beggar the size exactly of 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis. That's still called the shear of a beggar, still called the kli. The Mishnah is talking about when can't you light it, only a Friday is a yomtiv. A regular Friday throughout the year, there's no question you could light this wick. We're talking about this Friday now is a yomtiv. So Yishala, can you light this wick on a yomtiv? And the Kula Yalame Islud Rav Yehuda. The Yomar, we hold like Rav Yehuda Shita, that is an Issa Muksa of Neuled on yomtiv. The Yomar, Rav Yehuda holds, Masikin V'Kelim. You're allowed to burn Kelim on yomtiv. A Kli is not Muksa. You're allowed to burn something on yomtiv, Afrat, if you want the Tzarech Echo Nefesh. You want to burn it to use it to cook with it, or else even to use to get the heat out of it. It's Mutter to burn it on yomtiv. Aber the yain masikim v'shivay kelim, a kli that broke on yomtiv, so about in the middle of yomtiv it became ice kli, that's called neulet, that's an issa muksa. And the issa muksa we hold, you can't use it, you can't be metaltal on yomtiv. So therefore you're not allowed to touch it, even to put it into the fire. You can't be metaltal muksa on yomtiv. Then everybody holds like a beauty shita. Vaita the kuli yalme is called yula, everybody holds like uli shita. The yoma ula hamadlik, snagayin every near Shabbos, when you come to light the wicks, on Erev Shabbos, for Ner Shabbos, Tzorach Sheyadlik B'Rov HaYotzei. You shouldn't leave the wick until Rov of the wick is caught on fire. If you have a wick an inch long, your wife is not just supposed to light a little bit of the Ner and go away. She's supposed to wait until Rov of that wick caught fire. Then everybody holds light. So what's the Machlokes here now? Where our Shiloh is now, you have this wick that was a folded up Kli, it was a folded up. Can you light it now in Yom Tov or not? Rav Lezer Sova Kippul Ein Moil. Folding it up is not being mevatel the shem kli. It's still called a kli. You have a wick that was folded up. It's still called you have a kli here. Now v'chivan the yadlik peperuta. As soon as you light this wick a little bit on yomtiv, hevel sheva kli. It's considered you're breaking the kli now on yomtiv because the kli mitzchila was exactly 3 by 3. It's called a kli. As soon as you light a little bit, it's less than 3 by 3. It's not called a kli anymore. It's called a broken kli. Now, according to Ula, that you have to hold on to that wick until Rove of the wick is lit. Komadlik b'sheva kli. Komadlik, you're lighting now a broken kli, which has an issa muksar on it. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov then. That's why you can't light with such a wick on Yom Tov. We have a kiva sava, no, kippul moyel. When you folded up this begad and stam, you folded up before Yom Tov. So since you folded up this wick, you made an ois kli before Yom Tov. The yain turns kli alof. Really, it's not called a kli. It's not a begad of 3 by 3 anymore. Since you folded it up, you made it into a wick. V'chi komadlik, when you light with this now on yomtiv, beit balma komadlik. You're lighting like a toothpick. It's not called a kli. It's only a kli that's roi to light. Use it for wick. You're allowed to light wicks on yomtiv. Or the zoi, it's not called a shabba kli. There's no shalav muksa. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says. You're allowed to light this wick on yomtiv. So the kit to the shailer is, when you folded up this material, that material was 3 by 3, had a shem kli. Now you folded it up, you made it into it before Yom Tov, is it still called the kli? Like you're not mevatel the kli by folding it. That's the first, that's Rav Lezer Shita. So therefore when you burn it, now on Yom Tov, now you're breaking it, it's an issa muksa, you can't break it, you can't light with it on Yom Tov. The Bekiva says, no, when you folded it up, you made it into it before Yom Tov, you're mevatel the shem kli before Yom Tov. So now on yontif, what is it? It's a regular wick that you're allowed to use. So even though you're burning it on yontif, you're not being a bottle any clean. There's no muksa, there's no neilid. You're allowed to use it. That's the machlekes. Omer Rav Yosef, Hainu de Tanin, as I went front in the braisa, halacha gimel a gimel mitzum somas. I once learned that halach is nogeya to a beged that's exactly 3 etzboyis by 3 inches. I didn't know what nogeya, what halach is that price nogeya to. But now we understand that that's what's nogeya to. When you have a wick that's exactly 3 by 3 that you folded it up, the question is, if it's not called mevatel the shame beged, it's still called a kli. So when you light it, now on Yom Tov, the first second you light it, you're being mevatel the shear or the kli, you're like making a broken kli now. That becomes into nogel and it's a muksa, and you're not allowed to light with this on Yom Tov. So the Gemara, Umid kol matarat sov ad barava, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Adab Rav is the one that just explained what the machloikis in the Mishnah is. It's the machloikis Reb Lezer that says you're not allowed to light this wick on Yom Tov, and Rav Akiva says you're allowed to light this wick on Yom Tov. So Rav Adab Rav was the one to amaz, but the machloikis says I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. So Chura Shema Mina Rav Yehuda Srilei. The Chura Smashma this Amora. Rav Adab Rav he himself also holds like Rav Yehuda. That holds is an Issa Muksa on Yom Tov if it's Noilut. In this case we have a Kli, and now it breaks on Yom Tov, it's called Neulot, and it's a Muksa, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, is that true? Mi Yom Rav Adab Rav HaHochi, Vom Rav Adab Rav HaNochri, Ogoi, Shechoka,